Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome again, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. And I have my wonderful, amazing co-host, my wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hey, guys.
Last week was rough.
I listened to it. It was good. It was good.
She's being nice. Yeah, no, my phone went off mid.
That's true. That's because I wasn't there to tell you you needed to turn your phone off.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's absolutely true.
We almost didn't take a break.
That's also true.
I mean,
I was sitting there going, you need a break. You need a break. Right. Like right now, you need a break.
Yeah.
Poor John.
She wasn't here to tell me this.
It's true.
You know, the thing is, it's the small details that matter. It's the small details that make a show. It's the small details that make an open house. And
it's
the small details that either get you top dollar or protect your earnest money in the middle of a transaction.
It's true.
And trust me, when it comes to disputes.
You want somebody paying attention to those small details because they can come to bite you.
So you want to hire Rebecca, you can, you know. And it's a good thing she comes as a package deal with me because those small details matter.
It's true.
They matter so much. Looking at some of these details here, you know, this market is continuing to move. It's not moving as fast as it's been.
No, it's not cold by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-mm.
It's not even lukewarm. It's just, no longer boiling. What's the temperature between really hot and no longer boiling? Like there's that simmering? Is it simmering?
Simmering.
It's simmering. There you go.
It's down to a nice
simmer. Can you
simmer.
Tell David's the cook in the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's down to
so
a
it's
nice
simmering
simmer.
Right now.
And it's going strong, but you know, the days of just saying, hey,
I can do whatever I want, put the house up, I'll get a million offers, and I'll go $50,000 over asking price, those are gone.
Well, unless you have a very unique home.
Or a house that's underneath $150,000, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath in a good area. That will sell like hotcakes.
I mean, we made an offer on a house, and I'm not going to disclose the location or anything like that, but, you know, there was, this was last weekend, there's over 24 offers on this thing, and I look at it and I'm like, well, that's because you listed in the low 300s and it really should be 400. I'm sorry. All that does is upset a whole bunch of people and gave you a bunch of work.
Right, because 24 offers is a lot to get through.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to have a spreadsheet sometimes to go ahead and just keep everything organized. But, you know, listing at $100,000 undervalue, that's just ridiculous. So, you know, we're seeing homes not necessarily sit on the market longer. There's still 5 days based on our stats. We're still showing five days on market.
But you need to remember that stats look backwards.
Correct.
Our listeners need to remember that our stats look backwards. They're historical data. We do not have a crystal ball. We have worked on it. There are a lot of big companies that are working on crystal balls. Nobody has it. Nobody knows. They're called black swan events for a reason.
Right. So, but looking backwards, we're seeing 5 days on market.
Okay.
Up 4 from the third week in May 2021. And last 3 months, we've seen a median sales price of $295,000. Yeah. Your median three-bedroom rents, $1,595. Using $295 as our baseline there to give a good comparable with the 20% down payment. You're looking at about saving still $243-ish a month. Owning versus renting.
I actually want to talk about that really fast before we get into today's topic. So we own a rental property, but we hire a property manager. And our rent was at a certain point. It was about...
It was where it was.
It was where it was supposed to be. And when the lease renewed, David and I have made the decision that we're going to stay with market rents for a whole bunch of reasons that we'll talk about in a different show. But that was a decision that we made. And our property manager told us that rent had increased in that area $200 over what it was the day or the year before.
It was about 20%,
right.
Which is in line
right.
with an 18% increase,
right.
which is what Arizona happened
right.
in the last 12 months or so.
That's for rentals. If it's a mortgage and you've got a fixed interest rate for 30 years, you know roughly what it's going to be. It may change a little bit with insurance and with taxes, but your interest and your principal are going to stay roughly the same.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to be said for that. There's a lot to be said for knowing, hey, consistently, my mortgage is going to be $1,500-ish over the life of the loan, as opposed to I start renting at $1,500 and then it goes up 20% and now we're at $1,750 and then the dollar continues to be printed, so inflation happens, so things go up, and all of a sudden 10 years down the line, that house that you started out renting for $1,500 that you haven't moved in 10 years and there's been no upgrades, that thing is now going to be $2,000, $2,200 a month to rent.
It's difficult to budget with these unknowns.
Right, exactly.
And even if you have, you know, a below market rent situation, family, you know, maybe mom is renting to one of the children. There's just no way of knowing when mom's gone, okay, who's really going to be in control of that property?
Yep.
Is it you that's living there?
Right, and
or is it
that.
Your sibling that for some reason mom put in charge and they want to sell. They want you out. I don't know. Like this kind of stuff.
And we've seen it. It's ugly.
It's heartbreaking,
and it's ugly, and we've seen it, and it's awful.
Right. It happens. So, you know, I guess what we're saying is no matter what the situation is, unless you are in control of your financing and your budgeting, and the only way we know to do that is to own. When you rent something, which don't get me wrong, renting can be a good solution.
And there's a place for
renting. Some people.
Absolutely.
There is a place. You know, if you're brand new to Tucson, you don't really know the area, you don't feel comfortable just jumping in and doing some research and then, you know, maybe have a stepstone house, renting for a year could be a decent option so you don't make a decision where you really regret. And in most normal markets, when things are moving 3-6% a year, you know, you do need to stay in a house a couple of years typically before, you know, it even makes sense to think about selling, to recoup your closing costs and everything. So, you know, you've got those factors. Renting isn't always a bad thing. It's just a transitory situation. At least it should be for you. If it's going to be long term and you think, well, this is going to be the way it is forever, don't be surprised if that changes.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, today we wanted to talk about getting your house ready to sell.
I thought we wanted to talk about how to get your husband to pick the granite you want.
Well, that already happened today, so
I've looked
good.
At so many granite pieces. I tell you.
And I
have seen every fantasy brown that literally exists in the entire state of Arizona.
It's not true, especially since we didn't end up with fantasy brown. We ended up with something else.
See, I don't even know what we bought. I just know.
Igen Blue. It's called Igen Blue, and it's not granite, it's quartzite.
Igen Blue and quartzite, guys, just to let you know, is the most beautiful stone I think we've ever seen. Don't be surprised if you see Igen Blue on the magazines as the next trend for 2022 or maybe 2025.
It's going to be 2023.
Rebecca's just that ahead of the curve. And for those of you that don't know, shark nose edging on granite
super cool.
is gonna be maybe the thing. Maybe it will be. I don't know. It's the craziest.
It's really
edge.
Cool. Anyways, that doesn't help you sell your house. So
it does. If you have Argent Blue countertops, guys, I guarantee you, you are gonna get top dollar.
No, not if it's got stuff all over it and you can't see it.
Oh, good point.
So. We are going to head into a break, but on the other side of the break, we are going to be talking about what you need to do in order to get your house ready in this simmering market that no longer allows you to just throw it up on the market. So we're going to go head into break, and we will catch you on the other side. Don't go away.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories, and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
I love this music. It just gets me hyped. It gets me ready to go sell some homes or something. I don't know, or at least get something to eat and take a nap. But 520-462-2611. That's our phone number.
Sell a house, take a nap.
I had a couple Sonoran dogs earlier, and those always get me. I mean, anyway.
All right.
Makes me tired.
Today,
520-462-2611 is our phone number. Call, text. We love your questions. We love your comments.
True.
And we also want to earn your business. So if you know anybody who's looking to buy or sell a home in Southern Arizona, give us a call. We're ready to rock. info@thisopenhouseshow.com is our email, and www.thisopenhouseshow.com, full MLS search, and also other ways to reach us if you so choose. So, Rebecca, what are we talking about today?
So
what are we doing?
Today we are going to talk about getting your house ready to sell. Mm. So we've talked about this on different shows, but we've never really done a full, like, start on the outside of the house and walk through your house doing this. Well, so we're going to do that today.
And here's the first thing. Guys, the way we live in homes and the way we sell homes are very different.
I want you guys to think about, if you've never seen an HGTV show where they go in and they clear it out and they gut it and they do all the things and they bring it back in, and you walk in and they go, oh, it's so beautiful. But they always talk about doing this one thing that's really personalized in the
house. Personal for
the client.
There's
this very personalized thing for the house.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that they do that is because when they're done staging the house, that you can do the before and afters with the tears in your eyes and the whole nine fun yards, it's actually quite impersonal. The house is actually it can be a fantasy house for everybody.
Yeah.
And the reason that they do this specific piece is to make people feel like this is not just a show house, but a home.
Right.
So,
and I'm sorry, if you're pulling the covers off of books and color coordinating bookshelf.
Makes me so upset. He's channeling me right now.
You're
books
doing it wrong.
Are not meant.
How do you find books color coded?
I don't know. I know it looks pretty on Instagram.
I mean, aren't they supposed to be like either alphabetic?
The Dewey Decimal System
exists
for a reason.
Yeah, the Dewey Decimal System.
All right, anyways. So that's you could have me go off on hours on stuff that people do. Okay,
all right,
anyways.
if any of y'all listening, okay, if you're going to do some special surprise for Rebecca, HGTV style, and bring in, she will literally...
lose my
bite
mind
the head off
catalog
of
my
the
books.
Stager that rips off her covers and catalogs her books based on color.
All right, so but the thing about
that is that
the reason that those houses look like, oh, I want to live there, is because they're impersonal. So when you're selling your house, you need to depersonalize it. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to walk outside and stand on the other side of the street and look at your house like you've never seen it before.
Is the tree that your kids love playing in, because it's so big and overgrown and bushy, is that hiding your home?
Right.
That you just painted?
Right.
If it is, you may need to manicure the tree.
Right.
As sad as it's going to make the
kids. The shrubs, bushes. I mean, look at your house. Did you guys have a silly string battle in the front of your house 5 years ago and you never got all of the silly string off of the garage? Mm. Like, look at your house. Imagine you've never seen it before and you're pulling up to it to decide, are you going to buy this house or are you going to buy the house two doors down? Right. Which house are you buying? So that's the first thing.
When you're done looking at the exterior house, go down to your local hardware store, grab a power washer, and power wash it.
Really?
I mean, even if it's been painted within the last month or so, dust is going to accumulate.
Dust,
just give it a light, just a light hit.
Right.
To get all
look
that dirt off.
Look at the windows. Look and see. I mean, we've got three kiddos.
We made this mistake on our home.
We
and
did.
I'll tell you, the pictures... looking out of our brand new windows that had spots on them drove me crazy.
Yeah, we had handprints because we didn't take our own advice. So,
well, we did most of it. There's just so much here to do. So we also understand when you're not going to get it all right.
Right.
But you'll look at those pictures and you'll be like, really?
Right. Look at your front door. Are there cobwebs in the corners? Are there, like, does the bowl that's holding your light, does that need to be cleaned out of all of the dead insects? Like, stuff that we can... It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you're a dirty person. It just means life happens, but you're selling your house.
And
look at it.
Not that you want your real estate agent, unless they're really a photographer, in which case, I don't know, Not like you want your pictures to be used for advertising or you want that, but you know, sometimes going through and actually taking your own pictures and looking at these pictures, it's weird how looking through a filter can all of a sudden help you see, because we are nose blind.
We're sight blind.
And we're sight blind to things that we see. So like going through and looking at stuff. Let's talk about cleaning up some of the interior things. So, you know, closets, okay? Not many people actually have everything color coordinated with their shirts and everything, but it looks really good.
Yeah, when... I do. I don't color coordinate my books, but I color coordinate my clothes.
Yeah, and but not everybody does that. But
it's true.
I tell you what, pack away about half of your clothes.
Yeah,
okay?
So that's the thing. You need to, when you've decided you're selling your house, you need to get a storage unit because you need to get the stuff out, because you want it to feel like there's lots and lots and lots of space. And the way we live in a house and
very
the way
different.
We sell a house are very different.
So half of your clothes get to stay.
Right.
Unless
and
you're
that's
already
true of everything that has a door that closes. Cupboards, closets, linen closets, anything like that. You want, people are nosy. So even medicine cabinets and stuff like that, people will open all of that stuff.
Right.
So you want to get the stuff out that's A, valuable, or that you don't want to have anything happened to. But two, you need to think about, if I were to open this closet and I were to look in here, would I think, oh, there's plenty of room? Or would I think, oh, it's so stuffed that, because they don't think, oh, they need to declutter. What they think is, oh, there's no space.
What about the crock pot in the master bath bedroom closet? Because it hardly ever gets pulled out and it's just space. Or it may be even like you never used it. It was a gift from mom and it's sitting there, but it doesn't belong in a, it belongs in a kitchen. Get it out of the house completely. Because seriously, what people see is no space. They don't understand, I just can't use it. I don't want it. I don't like it. So you need to clear that out.
Right. The other thing is that, and this is going back to when you walk into your house, get a good friend who loves you and is honest and have them come smell your house.
Right.
Tell them what it smells like. And you need to say, I need you to be brutally honest. Because the thing is that there lots of people are sensitive to different smells, but you want to make sure that when you walk in, like we've walked into houses that the cigarette smell is so bad that I've actually had to say to clients, I'm sorry, I cannot walk through this house with you because it will trigger my asthma. I have to go outside. Sometimes you get somebody who doesn't clean up after their animals the way that you would want them to, and that smell just permeates the house.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just you like cooking different kinds of food and so you need somebody to come in and tell you, hey, these are the things that it smells, who's gonna be honest with
you. Right. Pets, those kind of things are real normal source of some of those things. And so, you know, go through, and when we say correct these issues, what we mean is minimize, clean up, mitigate. You know, you're instead of changing the litter box, you know, once a day or however much you do it, you're going to do it before every showing.
Right.
Keep that thing clean as a whistle, because people are going to notice, and you want them to not feel like there's going to be an issue.
The other thing that you need to think about is when you're walking through your house, and these are things that you could live with and you haven't really fixed them because they don't really need to be fixed, but people are going to put huge dollar signs on them. So for example, today we were showing a house and we walked into, it's got a rich, it's, you know, a Sam Hughes house, got beautiful floors, and you walk in and they've laid new tile. But there was an issue with the very first tile walking into the bathroom. It wasn't put, or into the bedroom. It wasn't set in properly. So when you walked on it, it went up.
It's an easy fix.
It's an easy fix. But you know what I thought, because I had to actually like walk through this and I'm a professional, was I was like, oh, is all of the tile like this? Am I going to have to fix all of the tile?
Yeah.
It was one tile that just needed to be reset and regrouted. One, because I actually started looking after that.
But if one's popping, what's to say that the others weren't properly laid?
Exactly.
And now there's a
$10,000 charge in my head.
Yeah.
Or the toilet paper holder doesn't stay on exactly the way that you want. Take time to fix those. Like walk through your house and go, if I were a buyer and I was looking at this, how much money would I put on fixing this thing? Because I, and then double it. Because I promise you, whatever that you thought, the buyer who's walking through your house goes, oh, that's a $10,000 fix. Oh, that's a $2,000 fix. Oh, fixing the toilet handle that needs to be jiggled a little bit, that's going to cost me a whole new toilet. I'm going to have to buy a whole new toilet because this little thing
doesn't
work.
Some people think that way, and that leads to the big ticket items. Before you put your home up for sale, get a roofer out there, take a look, and go, and you really do want to have your air conditioning and heater inspected, clean, check. Just go do that, and it's not a bad idea. Most termite companies will do a free inspection for you for a listing prior to it going up. Go ahead and have that checked out.
Yep.
Those are things that are just kind of a given. You want to be able to get ahead of those problems and make sure they're good.
Right.
Let's talk about countertops. Let's talk about other space, because a lot of the times when we're using our countertops, we have different things. Is we need our coffee machine, we need our toasters, we need all this stuff, but what does it do? It ends up cluttering how the countertops look.
Yep.
And so again, this is where living in your home is different than the way we sell our home. Do you put away your toaster every time you use it? No, but you might when your home's up for sale.
Right. Harvard actually did a study on this, that visual clutter makes people feel stressed. They actually studied this, that having visual clutter out makes people feel stressed. It's why when people stage homes, they put very few things out, and the stuff that they do put out that you can
see
are strategic, and they're things like color coordinating your books.
Right.
It's because we like patterns and we like things that don't look like there's because we can only pay attention to so many things. So it really actually, the same thing goes for like your master bedroom. Go in and make sure that your bedding and your towels and stuff don't look old and ratty.
Right.
Put the nice stuff out.
Right.
If you need to spend a little bit of money and update strategically those kinds of things, go to Target. It's super easy. And update those things. Because what people are going to think is, oh, if this is how the house looks, if this is how the towels look, if this is how this looks, what else am I missing?
Right, right. And once you start getting some of that clutter taken care of, then all of a sudden, the dirt's going to show up.
Right.
Then you see all of the handprints, all of the
everywhere.
Dust, all of the things. This is where really it is time to deep clean.
Yep.
And when we say deep clean, we don't mean deep clean the way my son likes to deep clean, which is he picked up his dirty socks off of the floor and just threw them in a pile somewhere. No, deep clean. This is where we get down into the crevices.
Yep.
When is the last time you actually wiped off the top of your hot water heater? Never. That's the last time you did it. So you know what you're gonna do?
You're
gonna go do that. You're gonna go get in all the little nooks and crannies, or you're gonna hire somebody to do it.
Wipe down the cupboards of the cupboards. You know, all
and
of those things.
And if the dirt won't come off of the baseboards, you know what you probably wanna do? It's probably worth painting.
Yep.
And people start thinking, but I don't wanna remodel my house before I go. I'm sorry, painting your home isn't remodeling. It's just a way to clean over, paint over the dirt.
Right.
Because, really is what you're doing.
Right,
you're
because what you're trying to do is invest a little bit of time and money up front to get a much bigger return on investment. Because the thing is that I have walked into houses that are practically identical floor plans. And one house is fresh and updated, or not updated, but freshly, like the baseboards are wiped down and it's staged beautifully and there's fresh flowers and there's not too much stuff. And I've walked into an identical floor plan where there is
dirt.
And not just dirt, but like there's no real place to put the exercise bike, so it's in the master bedroom, which makes you think, oh, there's no space in this house.
Well, that goes back to the clutter.
Right.
Okay, and like, what are the rooms used for? And this is a great thing. With you know, COVID, the home gym exploded,
and
everybody's got their exercise bike, and they've got the memberships, and this is awesome. Stay healthy, get out there, and do these things. But when you're selling your home, and your workout equipment is next to your bed,
and you can't really get into the closet because you have to go around it. You have to think about these things, because the thing is we said this already, but we aren't in a market anymore where just putting a sign up is going to sell your house. And if you want to you want to underprice it, but that's not what this conversation. Top dollar means taking a little bit of time and a little bit of money to get more money at the end of the day. That's the right. goal of all of this.
And this is true in any market, by yep. the way. I mean, even in fast-moving, crazy markets, the sellers who were serious would stage their home.
Yep.
They would clean their home, yep. deep clean their home. Yep. They would go through and do these sorts of right. things. And this is the kind of stuff that we just, you know, on every single listing that we take, something that we really take seriously and want to help advise and want to help with in a friendly way. And
right.
and also we understand there are some limitations
yeah.
and it may not work. So if you feel like, hey, I really would like help, but I can't move my weight equipment, that's okay. Still give us a call. We are happy to help you. 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. I'm David Guthrie. This is my wife, Rebecca, with the Hacienda Group Long Realty Company. We'll see you again next week.